listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Check back each week to stay tuned into the positive, evolving, loving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we have a lovely new moon in Leo, which is a really wonderful, playful energy. It's at the end of the week, and this will be the last week of the Sun being in Cancer before it moves into Leo. And Mars is also moving into Leo. So at the beginning of the week, it's still very Cancerian energy, which is kind of a homebody, grounded, emotional, sensitive energy that needs to feel connected from the heart and emotionally to things that are important. So your home, make sure you put a little bit of attention into your home and your family and your roots and things like that at the beginning of the week. But by midweek, you can actually feel, well, it's kind of the end of the, it's at the 20th is actually when it is. Mars will go into Leo and you're going to feel that. It's like a big difference for Mars to be in an energy that's fiery and kind of authoritative and wanting to get out there and move forward. It's a different energy than the homebody Cancer energy, even though that can be a very authoritative energy as well in a different kind of way. So if you have anything that you need to do in the fun department, you should definitely make that a priority as the Sun and Mars and all the energy goes into Leo. So it's a wonderful time to have fun too. So if you have any, you know, swimming or blowing bubbles or the water slide, like things that, I mean, everybody's idea of fun is different, but kind of the childlike wonder that kids have when they're like willing to try anything and go do anything until they've decided whether they like it or not. It's that kind of energy. So it's good for you to get out there and also to express yourself in a very honest, authentic way. It'll be well received right now. So there is a lovely trine on Tuesday the 18th between Venus and Jupiter. So it's a good time if you want to communicate and feel connected in a philosophical, higher-minded kind of way to those you love. And also even just kind of, you know, philosophizing or figuring out if your beliefs are valuable to you anymore. Is what you've invested in believing in worth something? Or are those investments changing? So that might be happening too. And there's luck in this area. So if you can open your mind and expand what's possible for you, new relationships and people that could be very helpful to you in a very connected kind of way will show up in your life. So keep yourself open and make sure that you're very honest and philosophical. Like if you have your own set of beliefs, the saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, is really apt in this situation. So even if you just open your mind to possibly formulating some beliefs, amazing things can happen. Or you might even meet like-minded companions, which is a really lovely gift when the people around you understand you and think like you. It makes things so harmonious. So get out there on Tuesday and connect with people. On Wednesday, Saturn and Mercury will be in a connection that will also help you with long-term plans and seeing the big picture in a very practical way. So you can see, is this investment going to pay off? Should I be putting my energy here? And if you have anything important to communicate that requires you to come across as an authority or somebody who is very trustworthy and grounded, this is also good energy for that. So if you had a job interview or in some way needed to communicate something of import, you'll come across as, you'll be understood and respected for your authority on the matter, whatever that might be. So make sure that you do put the effort in to communicate, especially on the 19th. And the moon is going into Gemini that day too, so it's even better for our witty repertoire, or no, repartee, I think is what it might be. 20th is when Mars goes into Leo, and that's the big day where you're going to feel your energy go from kind of inward, homebound focus to out in the world to have fun and explore and express yourself and be who you are. Fun is very, very important to Leo energy. If they don't get to have fun, they just sort of just sort of feel sad and depressed. It's like any, you know, it's like the clouds on a sunny day are like kind of no fun unless it's too hot. So with this energy, make sure that you address what is fun for you and figure out how to bring more joy and more happiness into your life. Because it's a very, you know, if you're not happy and laughing and doing joyful things, then what's the point? Life is short. We might as well be enjoying ourselves. The same day that Mars goes into Leo, the Sun is squaring Uranus. So this is like, Uranus is the rebel change maker energy. And the Sun is our identity or our purpose or kind of what we're aiming for. So the Sun right now in Cancer is square. It will be squaring Uranus, which is in Aries. So it's a very, it's the difference between getting out there and making change and cozying up at home and not worrying about such things. So it can be, you might be pulled in different directions. And there might be a part of you that is in a way sabotaging your own forward movement too. Like sometimes, even though you're kind of the rebel that doesn't want anyone telling you what to do, you still have to be able to tell yourself what to do. And if you're rebelling against your own self, then how are you going to get anywhere in life? So you really need to focus on being your own kind of inner authority and your own kind parent and focusing on helping yourself move through even when you feel rebellious. You might be feeling that on Thursday. So the big news of the week is the Sun goes into Leo. So there's lots of Leo stuff happening, but the new moon is the day after the Sun goes into Leo. And the new moon will be conjunct Mars, which is a really lovely, it's a really lovely energy for kind of bursting forth into the world and being who you are and putting energy in to establishing like healthy, happy, fun routines. So make sure that fun is a part of your day, whatever that fun may be. Like I find it fun to go for walks in the woods. That's actually fun. So there's different kinds of fun. There's like, you know, actually going out to the pub and chit-chatting with people or getting your nails done or dancing. Leo usually likes to have some exuberant fun, like sporting events and big kind of worldly fun, where or like festivals, folk festivals, things like that. So do whatever it takes to get out there and program some fun into your life. And also on this new moon day, you might want to, which is Sunday, the 23rd, you might want to write down your wishes for what you would like to initiate in your life. And if you start the day after the new moon, there's a lot of like upward momentum for you to kind of catch the vibe and go with the flow of expansion and change that's happening on the new moon. So figure out what you could start. Start something that adds more joy to your life, whatever that may be. And, you know, a lovely practice is actually writing down affirmations. So you can pick an affirmations like, I have so much joy and abundance in my life. You know, something that really goes well with you, like all the riches of the world come to me effortlessly. I like that one. Like, and repeat that 7 times a day for 7 days and watch what kind of shifts you have in your life. Find something, an affirmation that you think is worthy of creating in your life and write that down 7 times a day for 7 days and see what comes of it. It's a very interesting and focused little practice that can show the universe that you're helping create reality too. So that's it. That's a wonderful week. You're definitely going to feel like things are shifting and changing and that things are lightening as well. So make sure you open your heart and you come into your heart energy. Breathe into your heart because that's where Leo comes from. It's the ruler of the heart. So you want to put your heart into everything you do and show others how to put their heart into everything they do. And imagine the world we live in. So that's it. If you have any questions about astrology or would like to have your chart read and find some things out about yourself, please do contact me at www.hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Have a lovely week.